This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, sir, where do you stand on Tim Walz and his comments about Tesla?
Who cares? It's fine. Look, like this sort, this absolutely. Sure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Why do you
the
care?
The governor of the state,
yeah,
where we have 1.6 million shares.
Oh,
of
give
this
me a
stock.
Break on that.
That is so absurd.
That you.
Wow.
Are you really arguing that you want our elected officials to make their comments about companies based on what the state is investing in? Absolutely not. You should say what you think is right. Voters can judge accordingly, but we should not use financial motivations for the state to guide what the governor is saying. I think that's ridiculous.
I thought the governor's in charge of our finances.
Wait,
I thought
you just want him to kiss the butt of every company? That's so stupid.
I would want a governor to encourage business to come here, and I would want a governor to encourage people to stay employed, and he wouldn't be saying any of this unless Elon Musk was a part of the opposition party.
Yeah. Yes, you should expect politicians to say what they think based on the issue. Based on, you know, maybe you don't like Elon Musk, so you want to speak out against his company. I think that is far preferable to having our political leaders take a look at what companies are in the state's investment portfolio and then speak based on that as a motivator. No, I think it's also fair as a voter to say, like, look, I never want a governor to say anything negative about a business. Because I think jobs are more important than nudging a business to be ethical. I think that's fine. If that's your opinion, then vote accordingly. But I don't want my politicians taking a look at our investment portfolio and then deciding what to say about a company. I think you got to play that out. I think that's dangerous.
I think it's more. I think you're making valid points, but I also think it's very dangerous. And by the way, Donald Trump does nonsense like this all the time because I'm getting these texts. What about Trump? What about Trump? Like, I don't address
Donald Trump.
Can
we talk about things without the what about all the time?
I mean, honestly, God. But I think when our economy is teetering, and it is, and a lot of that is this early reaction to Trump, and maybe in the long run, the tariffs will work.
Maybe.
I hope it does.
I hope so.
I hope it's brilliant. I hope he's the greatest president ever. But when we're seeing people concerned about the economy who have money invested either directly or indirectly towards Tesla, and you have a governor who says he gets pleasure from that, I think that's troubling.
I think it's Elon's fault. If you as a CEO are going to put yourself in the political arena, then you get judged this way. Elon did this to his own company, to his own investors. He put himself at risk. Any company analyzes risk based on behavior.
If Elon, so it's on Musk, that's not on Walz. If Walz says, I hope Elon is removed from government, or I hope Elon is out at Tesla, fine. But when he's happy, when the stock is going down, and that is affecting the pocketbook of Minnesotans and other people, that's the wrong approach.
Totally disagree.
Wait a second. What do you mean? No.
Totally disagree. Because I think what you're asking then is for politicians to never say anything negative about any publicly traded company, because all of that could affect somebody's pocketbook. I just don't think that's a reasonable way to play this out.
I'm not saying he can't talk about companies, and he can turn down companies or not advocate, but to say it gives him pleasure when the stock is going down? Come on.
Eh. It's all right. Elon put himself in this situation. Is that what I would say as a governor? No. And I think Walz went way over the line by, the whole sort of South African Nepo baby stuff. Come on.
Yeah.
Now, is it necessary? No. But does it bother me? Not really. Do I think there are a lot of people out there taking pleasure at watching the stock go down? Yeah.
Yes.
And it's not because they want to see people lose money who are investing. It's because they want to see Elon get punished. And Elon did this to himself. As a business owner, you do this to yourself. If you care about your investors, you care about your stock, maybe you remove yourself as CEO. I don't know. There are things you do that you could have insulated yourself. He didn't.
Yeah, I just am very troubled at where we're headed now. By the way, Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary. So let me ask you this one, because we just don't agree on this part, but I like the back and forth. Howard Lutnick, Commerce Secretary, encouraging people to buy Teslas. Is that no big deal? Is that not a big deal to you also?
I would prefer that our federal government not pick winners and losers in a company-specific scenario, so that does bother me.
Okay, but you're okay with the state government picking winners and losers with Tim Walz? I tried to circle back there.
Yeah, that's good. I got to think about it. And I'm not going to say I've fully run through the up and down of all of this stuff, because we live in the craziest time ever, right? Yeah. What is going on? You have the CEO of one of the more significant companies in America, also essentially the number two guy in the federal government. We're in crazy times. So I actually am going to change my mind. I do think that if the Commerce Secretary wants to encourage people to buy Tesla, I think that's all right. I think it's all right to, he's not saying don't buy a GM or a Ford. He's saying do buy a Tesla. I guess that's all right.
Come on. Are you medicated right now? He's asking people to boost the company of the number two person in our government. By the way, there's all sorts of conflicts with Musk and contracts and Doge. Now we have the Commerce Secretary encouraging you to buy this?
What would you prefer to see happen here?
I don't think the Commerce Secretary should be picking winners and losers, as opposed to saying we want America to succeed and we're looking for all businesses to flourish. Not, hey, I got it. By the way, if you watch Lutnick with Trump, there's no greater laugher material ever than Howard Lutnick. So now he's trying out the material with Elon.
He's a
tremendous sidekick.
Yes.
Tremendous.
Look, I mean, the whole situation. I suppose this is why so how do you feel about companies, the federal government maybe saying you look at this cigarette companies, or you look at a company caught up in fraud. If you speak out negatively about them, that would hurt their stock price. Are you bothered by this because it's personal? Because the attack is personal, it's not really about the behavior of the company. It's more Walz saying, I like it that it is sticking it to Elon.
Yeah, that's it.
And that on the federal level, what they're saying is support Elon. that is personal, yes, is more your issue.
That's it.
So you just know. So that's exactly fine. I'm with you on that. What the way people are framing it is, don't say negative crap about companies because, oh, it hurts the state economy. It hurt that to me, like, that's a bogus argument. You saying I don't like it because it's personal, I'm with you on that. That's a valid argument. I approve.
What did you think of Erin May Quaid in her comments earlier about the Republican Party in, I mean, the phrasing I can get to in a second, but almost enabling and allowing behavior like Justin Eichhorn, the state senator, the former state senator, who has faced now state and federal charges for soliciting sex, yeah, from a 17-year-old. I felt like it was an insulting generalization.
So I would like to know a little bit more about what she means. Because if she's saying the Republican Party has a problem with enabling child predators, like, to me, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous, offensive, same as your reaction. My initial reaction was the same as yours. But upon reflection and thinking about it, you know, if she's saying there is something in the culture of the Republican Party that is more willing to turn a blind eye to sort of the power imbalance, sexual harassment style, predatory behavior, I guess I'd be curious to know a little bit more on what she thinks about that, because she may have a point there. If you look at which party is more accepting of men who've abused their power in a way to commit sexual harassment, she might be onto something. I don't know. I'm open to that argument. The child sex argument, to say Republicans, like, come on, that's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean, because she in the second part of the quote that Hauser had and others had too, preying on children.
Yeah, right. I reject that. I reject that. Let's, but I do think the other side is sort of intriguing, where, like, my gut is like, don't generalize, don't dump them all in one. And then you think about it, and you're like, Now, I know people are going to go to the Bill Clinton example. I'm talking about today's Republican,
yep,
Party, today's, right, Democratic Party.
I think, for me, it's
I don't know,
too generalizing.
Maybe.
Among the texts, you are so disappointing. This is me. Feels like I'm listening to Rush Limbaugh. Good grief. I can't simply listen to your 3 hours anymore. What has happened to you? Then it goes to Desrosha. Yeah. Makes more sense than you now. Never thought I would say that. So we're both getting ripped. I'm disappointing. And then this person can't believe that I'm worse than you now.
Sounds like a win for me.
What? It's a kind of win.
I'll take it.
You've got momentum on your side. By the way, Auburn, Alabama State. Are we an upset alert? Alabama, Auburn now, yeah, leads by 8
in the first half.
Yeah, yep. I mean, upset alert. Let's go.
Why not?
Back with Jason and Bo. All right, Drive Time's coming up. On CCO, I've got things to do, but I might tune in today. If I'm tuning in, joining the masses, what am I going to hear?
I don't know. I'm on with you. How am I supposed to? No, Dan is
going to. Yeah, that's a fair question.
We are going to renew Dan's bracket rant from yesterday. Cook hates brackets. Do you do brackets, or are you in?
I haven't the last couple of years. Yeah. I probably should. You know, Tubbsy had one. I had some folks reach out. I just haven't watched as much college basketball.
Oh, you want to be informed. You don't want just the entertainment aspect.
Yeah.└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└││││​││││││││││││││※└└└││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││└װ== when I thought I was informed either, because it's cliche, but it's true. Somebody pays no attention might have as much success as any.
Yeah.
You know, I watch. I'm periodic in my watching college basketball during the regular season. By the time we get, I'll watch some of the games this weekend. And also by the time we get to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
I'll be locked in. So Dan is looking
down. So Dan
down
hates
brackets,
hates it. And especially hates like all the brackets that get spawned from this. Right. So like every single brand and network, and everybody's doing their own bracket. So we're going to do a CCO producer bracket. I'm going to create that, and all of the hosts can vote on our favorite producers.
Wheeler's been on fire this week, so he better be a number one.
And we start with what? Eight? How many are there? I don't know. Like, it's not going to be a 32
nice
person
you to
bracket.
Care. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Dismissive the producers.
Yeah.
Jason, belittling producers, is next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
CCO. Oh, it's...